I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you'd remain standing for the invocation, Pastor Paul Walmsley from the beautiful little country church at Waterford.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for a beautiful day and a beautiful evening and a beautiful week of weather. But Father, we come to you tonight with heavy hearts. We bring to you the communities of North Lewistown and Bryant, Father, for the devastation that was caused. Father, we thank you that you were merciful, that no one was killed, Lord. Father, we just pray that your hand will be on the recovery and upon those who were injured, Lord. We pray that you would speed the recovery and speed the rebuilding. We pray that for a blessing on this town and on this county, Father. We thank you that you have been merciful to us. We pray that you will continue to be so. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Be seated, please. Welcome, everyone. Clerk, if you'd call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Tim Haskell.
Here.
And John Spotlow is absent. Mayor Leigh Ferris.
Here. All right, having a quorum, we're moving on. Everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the March 28th meeting. Anybody have any questions, corrections, comments, additions? If not, if I can get a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting, please.
I make a motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Clerk's report.
I don't think I have anything.
All right. Treasurer is absent. Mr. Collins is absent. The engineer is absent. Public comments and petitions. Anyone wish to address the council? No? All right. Moving on. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Ms. Sally?
I have nothing to report.
Thank you. Sewer, Mr. Spotlow's absent. Streets and alleys, Mr. Miller?
I have nothing at this time.
Thank you. Police and ESDA, Mr. Ward?
I have nothing.
Thank you. Mr. Miller, water?
No, I have nothing.
Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds, Mr. Long?
I'll leave that to Evan.
All right. Tourism, Miss Kim, do you have anything for tourism? Nope, okay, thank you. TIF, Mr. Spotlow's absent. Citizens Committee, is Amanda here?
Nope.
No, Amanda's not here. Christmas Committee, Mr. Kenny Hickey, what do you have for us, sir?
Not much. We had our fundraiser here a couple weeks ago. Last time I talked to Cindy, it's like we made like $2,500.
It's $2,750.
And I thought that was pretty good. It was better than last year.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we're kind of going to be on hiatus the rest of the summer. There's not going to be much Christmas stuff going on right now. If something comes up, we'll pop in.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate everything you do. Public Works Report, Mr. Evan Palmer.
Yeah, since we last met, obviously we were working on culverts and stuff. Since then, I have another water leak there on South Van Buren. I brought Elmore and Rural Water down. They helped me leak locate it. We found it and got that situation taken care of. So there's two leaks on that last month. Got those sealed up today with the nice weather. We were able to start some dirt work after the tornado. Lots and lots of cleanup, down trees and stuff like that. And last Friday, they had a sewer that was dug up on East Avenue L and Illinois Street. They had dug 168 feet through the road, on the edge of the road, out to the manhole. When we got to the manhole out there on Illinois, they just had, groundwater running in, but that sewer was installed new in 2004, 2005. So there's a lot of sand for their backfill. Well, that was undermining and stuff, so they had called me on Friday, about 11 o'clock.
I went down, used our back truck to help them suck stuff out, and then I'd asked them in the intersection part, since they had the rest backfilled already, if they would put flowable back, since it's a high traffic area and school coming back Monday. I didn't want to sink it out over and over and over. So they put that for their the flowable for their backfill, and that allowed us to patch it up Monday. That intersection part seemed to be holding up really good. I guess there's controversy on who should have paid for that. So I was just bringing it to your guys' attention that that's what happened last Friday.
All right, thank you, Evan. I believe the controversy has ended since the other party's not here to ask for mitigation. That's the way I'm going to look at it, unless I hear otherwise. Two, I'd like to commend the street department and the public workers. They were out all night after the tornado. They cleaned up quickly the next two or three days. I mean, outstanding job. Police department also was out, and thankful for that. But Evan, from all of us, thank you. We appreciate it.
You do it every day. Yeah.
So, all right, moving on. We have no unfinished business. New business. Cindy, you want to explain this one? Or we have someone here to explain this?
Yeah. Kiefer Financial is wanting to offer city employees, full-time and part-time, some retirement insurance, and he just needs permission to do it, and Sam's here to explain what it is.
Yeah, you guys have about 3 minutes. I quickly run through.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Watch your step.
I already got me once. It won't get me again. I had some again, you guys. Yeah, so I was here to talk about a 457 plan. And like I said, my name is Sandy Cannon. I'm with Kiefer Financial in Canton. We're at the we're at the old Casey's in front of Hy-Vee. We've remodeled. Doesn't quite look like Casey's anymore. We still have water if anybody stops by. So we get so here to talk about a 457 plan, and I'll preface that by saying we currently handle the 457 plans for both the city of Canton and Fulton County. Have a lot of good participation from the employees there, and they seem to be pretty popular, which is why I reached out to Cindy in the first place to see if the city of Lewiston would be interested in offering that to their employees. I'll just dive right in. A 457 is it's a low-cost retirement plan. It is not insurance or anything like that. It's a low-cost retirement plan that operates fairly similar to a 401k. I know a lot of you probably have heard of 457 because they're only available to state and governmental workers. But they have a lot of benefits over other retirement plans, including the IMRF. And the main one is that there's no 10% early withdrawal penalty. So with other retirement plans, including IRAs, IRFs, 401ks, whatever it be, if you withdraw funds before the age of 59 and a half, whether you retire early or not, you're gonna take a 10% hit. So Uncle Sam's gonna take his 10% right off the top. With a 457, if you retire before 59 and a half, if they separate employment, so go to a different job, or go on disability, they can withdraw funds from their plan at no penalty, which is really nice. That is definitely the main benefit of 457. Contributions are just like with the IMRF, they're deducted at the payroll level, so we can get that set up. It's very simple to set up. They can be made Roth or traditional, so pre-tax or post-tax, which gives a lot of tax planning abilities to the participants. As Cindy said, they're offering to both part-time and full-time workers. And then they're really designed to help retain key employees in local governments, because a lot of times they get poached for companies that offer a lot more benefits. So this is one that most companies cannot offer. It's a very good retirement plan. It's there to help retain key employees, essentially. And the council will notice that the handouts I've given are from Security Benefit. I want to mention that we are in no way affiliated with Security Benefit. We just choose to use them because we find they have a lot of investment options they're good to work with, and they have one of the lowest fees in the industry for 457 plans. Speaking of fees, I know that's probably top of mind for everybody. There is no cost to the city. The cost is all assumed by the participants themselves, and even that is very low. So there's an annual maintenance fee of up to $35. And then at any other retirement plan, there's expense ratios in the funds that you invest in with inside the 457. Nice thing about Security Benefit is they have a lot of low-cost options options ranging from the 0.5% to 1% range. Compare that to a lot of 401ks. You see them in more of the 1.5% range. Doesn't sound like a lot, but over a 30-year period, it can make a large difference. So very palatable fees, and again, no cost to the city to offer this to their employees. Contribution limits are very high, so an employee can contribute $22,500 a year. In 2023, if you're over 50 years old, you can contribute another $7,500, bringing that up to $30,000 total. So it allows them to squirrel away a lot of money really quickly in those if they choose to do so. And then the main benefits of the 457, I'll just touch on again, a lot more investment options, so you can really tailor your portfolio to your risk tolerance. So if you're a very conservative investor, you can have a very conservative portfolio. If you are very growth-oriented and risk-taking, you can be a lot more aggressive with the portfolio and anywhere in between. Customizable tax treatment with those Roth and traditional options, so you can either pay the tax on contributions going in, it takes tax-free withdrawals, or you can defer the taxes until retirement and pay the tax at that time. And again, penalty-free withdrawals at 459.5 as long as you either retire, separate employment, or go on disability, which is huge. So I think that's pretty much all I have for 457. I'll finish by just touching on ourselves at Keeper Financial. We're local, we're right in Canton. Generally, when we operate our other 457s, we meet with the participants at least once a year on site. So for example, Fulton County, we go to their sheriff's office and to the courthouse once a year. Last time we did it was in December. We sat there all day. And as participants, you know, change between lunch breaks, change shifts, they can come speak with us. We go over their investments, go over any life-changing events they may have, and adjust the portfolio from there. Any questions they may have, we can answer at that time. But we're not only available once a year. You know, we're local. We're only a phone call away. So if participants or the city or the plan sponsor has any questions at any point in the year, you're not dialing a 1-800 number. You call us, either myself, Sarah Kiefer, Danielle, or Erica is going to answer the phone. We're going to be able to help you. And then we're also right in Canton. We're 20 minutes away, so if somebody wants to come in and meet with us face-to-face, they're more than welcome to do so. So that wraps up my elevator speech. I hope that gives you guys enough information to make a decision. Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, is that work off payroll deduction, or does it come out of your payroll? Or?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and the clerk would have to...
Correct, and I can help you set that up. Generally, the person that does that is the person that does payroll would be the plan sponsor. It's very easy to set up. It's all electronically. You can have it done in a matter of minutes.
Is it compatible with our software? We don't have to buy anything for our computer?
Yeah, it will be nothing extra.
Except for the extra work.
They have IMRF employees. How will that affect IMRF?
Does not affect. This is a supplement to the IMRF. So this is an addition.
Huh?
This is, they don't have to participate in
I was going to ask.
It is there if an employee wants to participate in it and save in addition to their IMRF.
Okay.
For the reasons I mentioned, you can pull, main one being that they can pull those monies out before 59.5, and they have a lot more options of how their money is invested compared to the IRF.
Why
do
you say that before
I got here? Oh, you're good. But to answer your question, it does not affect the IRF at all.
So in a nutshell, you need approval from this council, and then it's up to the individual employee to make their own choices.
Correct.
About what they do with their money.
Correct. So we would get approval,
okay.
We would get it set up at the city level, then I can meet with all the employees, see who wants to participate, and then get them set up.
Okay.
Do you have a minimum?
Nope. $25 a month to buy in, but it's no minimum.
Sure.
Okay.
So, yep. Do you know roughly how long this program's been in? I mean, how many years or...
How long a 457 has been?
This program's been offered. I mean, how long it's been in service?
From security benefit?
The program that you're offering. I mean, as far as...
I mean, 457's been a lot. I don't actually have a number for you. I know they've been around a very long time, longer than I've been alive.
So it's pretty secure, then?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Yes. It operates very similar. So a 457 is really just the wrapper of your retirement. It's very similar to the 401k, inbuilt retirement accounts. What you invested inside is what can make it either, you can be pretty risky with it if you'd like to be, or you can be very conservative with it.
Okay.
So the wrapper itself is, yes, it's been around a very long time. There's no risk inherent to the 457 itself.
Okay, thanks.
Hope that answers the question.
I participated in the last 15 years that I was employed.
So, I think you said the jail, some of them have it, some at the courthouse.
All Fulton County workers, yeah.
All Fulton County.
Yeah.
Now, they don't all participate in it, but it is
offered
to them.
Okay. If we can get a motion to
I'll make the motion to approve the option to the employees if they want to join, and we'll offer that service.
I'll second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. I'm going to do a roll call vote.
I guess, yeah. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you.
All right, moving on. We have the service agreement between the accountant and the city of Lewistown. Do you have any?
Do you want me to go through it, or do you? It's just, this is our, for our yearly, okay, to keep using Becca's services and.
Okay.
This, okay, in the master agreement, I guess.
Everyone has this.
The service agreement.
Anybody have any questions for Becca on the agreement? We've had good service so far.
Yeah.
I move to praise service.
I move to approve the service agreement between Clifton Larson Allen LLP and the city of Lewistown.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. We'll continue using them. Moving on, this is the first viewing of the fiscal year 24 budget. Has your budgets?
Yeah, I sent one in the packet, but we have, you should have an updated one in front of you. I just wanted to let you go ahead and start looking at it. And I think we added $15,000 for ESDA that wasn't in the other one.
Yes. I added $15,000 for ESDA because I feel local people, we can do better. So.
Is that our own unit here? Or?
Yeah, I think we can. I just think we can do better.
Yeah.
We still have stuff in the basement.
Yeah, that's before. Fine. I'm just asking. Yeah.
You guys have any? Becca, do you want to explain anything?
So the only other updates from the packet that you received from Cindy last week are the bank balances are updated through the end of March, and I believe the one that you had were through January. So we have updated those. As far as overall, the budget for the year has a $140,182 deficit that is partially due to some increase in spending as well as a decrease in revenue. The ARPA grant that you've received for the last 2 years is not being funded by the federal government again this year. So that was $132,000 fell off of your revenue for this year, as well as the IML estimates for the year being down slightly in certain areas. MFT is down. They believe replacement tax will be down. Sales taxes are kind of hanging a little bit steady, even though there is inflation and the cost of goods are increasing. People are cutting back on some of their other spending, so you're not seeing an increase in your sales tax from that. We do have some capital expenses in the budget for the year that are on there. There's a skid steer and a truck for the street department, as well as we added unsafe property demolition to the budget for this year, which has not been in there previously. That the city can determine and go through the legal channel to decide if there are unsafe buildings in town that you can pay for those demolitions as necessary. And then, of course, the increase in utilities is a big one that is hitting all of your funds and all of your departments, so that is a large part of it. We do have a decrease in the MFT spending due to the Rebuild Illinois grant. Projects being completed and that grant also not being renewed this year. So Evan also took out the oil and ship program to give your MFT time to rebuild some of its balance based on some larger projects that were getting done. And that is most of the big changes for this year.
Thank you, Becca. Anyone else have any questions? Or anyone from this? When does this budget posted?
I posted in the paper, it should be in there this week. The public can come see the budget if they need to, and then we vote on it next meeting.
Okay.
We'll have a public hearing at 6, the next meeting, and then vote on it at the council meeting.
Okay. All right, if we have nothing further, we'll move on to the bills. Everyone had a chance to look at the bills. Any questions, comments? If not, need a motion to pay the bills.
I make a motion we pay the bills.
Okay.
We have a motion to, in a second. Roll call vote, please.
Oliver Purchase, Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Passel.
Aye.
All right. Bills are paid. Everything's approved. No closed session is needed. And if I can get a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All right, meeting adjourned. Thank you all for coming. God bless you all.
Thank you.